Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Rad Reality Show. That's right. You've found a place where you can talk reality TV. We have special guests all the time. But let's kick it off with our theme song.
You need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m., Thursday and Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show, and if you want to be part of the talk, the best way to do it is to call in. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation. You know, interact with us and have fun. I want you guys to know the number to call in. It's 347-237-5506. So we want to hear from you. The show is for you guys.
Happy spring, everyone. It's finally here. Welcome to the Reality Roundtable Show here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is March 20th, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia, and with me is Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your host tonight. The Reality Roundtable Show is a show where we talk about many different reality shows. So if you're listening and you want to switch our topics and hear us talk about a show that you've been watching lately, call in and tell us about it. We don't bite, so just pick up the phone and call 347-237-5506 and tell us what shows you're watching, what show you want to talk about, and we'll chat about it. Paul, what's going on up there in Minnesota now that it's springtime? Is any of that snow melting up there in Minnesota?
Well, I couldn't help myself and laughed when you said that because it's feeling better up here, but yesterday we did end up with another snowstorm. Thankfully, only got about 2 to 3 inches here in Minneapolis, but not too far north of Minneapolis. They had up to 10 inches of snow. So
I would be so pissed.
It did get warm enough for it to melt. The contractors for the snow removal company, apologize here. I got to close a window that started talking to me. Okay, sorry. There was audio in the background. Hopefully, you guys didn't hear it. But at any rate,
close your
porn contractors. The contractors that do the snow removal here actually came and did some snow removal after the snow, and I thought, boy, that's a ripoff, because the next day, all they had to do was wait a day, and it was all going to melt anyway. But I think they have a contract when it gets 2 inches or more where they come and plow it away. But it was, at any rate, it is going to get cold again. We're looking for an overnight low on Saturday. It's going to get down to single digits again. But it's not really spring here yet. But hopefully it will be soon. How is it? Does it feel like spring in St. Louis?
It's getting there. We had a very nice day today. It was in the mid-60s, and tomorrow it's supposed to be near 70. We are supposed to dip back down into some cooler temps this coming week or over the weekend, and then I think later next week they said that we're supposed to finally get back up into like some more spring-like temperatures again, but it's not actually real spring-like here yet. We get a few days today and tomorrow, and then it dips back down into the cooler weather, and then we get another couple of, you know, days where it teases us, and then, you know, I'm just ready for it to break and be done with it.
I know. The one thing, though, I was going to say this time of year, even though we get a little snow up here or we get a little cool up here, it's not long-lasting, and you know, in a couple of days it will rebound, you know what I mean, or it will melt. So you don't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to have to wait 2 weeks for it to get warmer. You just have to wait a few days, and it will get warmer. But I have to say this, because we do have somebody from Chicago there in our chat room. I have to say to you, Terry, it was a good run for your Blues in the Central Division until last night. I could not believe when I looked that you guys had not lost in regulation in the Central Division until that defeat last night. So congrats. It was a great run.
We fell flat last night, you know, and you can't win them all.
Oh,
that's okay.
But you got to give credit to that run. I mean, that's an amazing, almost a full season you hadn't lost in the division in regulation.
I'm going to have to bring somebody else up now on the switchboard.
Of course.
I have my hubby with me. Hi, Rich.
Hey,
once we start talking hockey, I have to bring my husband up with me.
Yeah, I heard it.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Paul. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. How goes it with you? Any better today?
A little better every day. Still putting in all the drops and goo and everything in it, so I think we're on the road to recovery.
Your eyeball growing muscles?
I don't know if I go that far. it's at least getting a little less irritated every day.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, though, I've seen a few of the Blues games this year, not a whole bunch, like, you know, we see of the Wild, but that was just uncharacteristic. Jerry, you said fell flat. That's a good description.
You got to give credit to Chicago. You know, they're desperate for points to stay in the position, so they manned up.
Yeah. Well, we came back to tie tonight. We were out in New Jersey playing the Devils. First time that Zach Parise has played back in New Jersey since he was traded to us. And we came back late to tie it up 3-3 and unfortunately lost in overtime. But it's our newer goalie. I don't have as much confidence in him. But how's your new goalie been doing? How many games has he played?
Until last night, he has been phenomenal. I mean phenomenal until last night. That was his first really, you know, big loss. And he's just been incredible. So I can't say anything bad about him at all.
No, you can't fault him for last night.
No.
No, you can't fault him for last night. It's all right.
First he's made incredible
in regulation since the Olympics, so.
Well,
we were 7-1-1 in the last 9 games, so.
You guys would play the number 2 wild card, if I understand this new playoff system correctly. I mean, the number 2 wild card. Who does the number 1 wild card play? Do they play the next highest points or the team that has the best?
The top 3 teams in each division go to the playoffs. The top 2 teams play the wild cards, which the team with the most points plays the second wild card. So if it was to stand right now, we would play the number 8 seed or the second wild card, and Anaheim would play the number 7 seed, the first wild card.
Here's my question, Rich, is if let's say, just for an example, let's say Chicago ends up, St. Louis ends up with 110 points. Chicago ends up with 108 points. Would Chicago play the number two wild card, or would it be the top
No, it's the top two teams in the divisions that play the wild cards. Chicago would end up most likely playing Colorado.
Okay, so right now the Wild would play either Anaheim or San Jose, right?
Correct.
Anyway, I just
provided
I don't
they don't
want to
pass
play
the Blues in the standings.
I don't want to play the Blues or the Blackhawks in the first round. I mean, it's still quite a task, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's not going to be any easy series this year, that's for sure.
Oh, I agree. I am going to say, speaking of switching from hockey to reality TV, I was able to find a live stream of tonight's show, and I've been watching a lot of the feeds of BB Canada, and I was not sure, even up until tonight's live eviction, who was going to get voted out, because it went back and forth so many times.
It was one of those
– it doesn't happen that often anymore in Big Brother when you watch the feeds that you don't know what's going to happen. But I was totally – I had no idea until they brought the last person in to vote, Sarah, which way it was going to go. And I'm kind of glad. I know Heather kind of is like fingernails on a chalkboard to some people, but I was feeling bad for her, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because people were kind of treating her badly.
I'm glad
her.
The way it went down. Yeah, I'm sort of on the
Are
Heather
you?
Bandwagon. Yes. I don't like the way she's been bullied, and I think that I'm sort of on the Heather bandwagon at the moment. I'm glad that she stayed in the house.
I just hate.
I think
to
Evil
see,
Dick
you know,
said it right. You know, according to her, I don't know if you saw his tweet, but he said,
no.
He said, oh, my God, another Holly, I mean Heather, in the Big Brother house. And I thought, what a great comparison.
You're talking about Holly from BB5, right?
Yes. You know,
yes.
They both had that high-pitched voice. You know, that's sort of
right.
Hard to get used to, but it doesn't make them bad people. And they've just been mean girls to Heather, and really uncalled for. And
even
the ones that you want to like, you know, even the moms and the girls that you want to really like are being mean, and it's really uncalled
for. It's just that's what always seems to happen amongst a lot of the women. It just they really do get catty and
mean
girls. Just
that mean girl type of mentality when there's a group of women that gets together and. I don't know. All it takes is one or two to start it, and then it seems to develop. And even among women who normally would not be
in the
a
outside.
Mean girl type, yes.
Exactly.
Seems to, you know, get on that mean girl type mode. And
bandwagon almost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it spreads. And I don't like to see it, and that's why, you know, I've kind of grown to be on Heather's side because I just don't like
empathy.
Seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing that's irritating me with the girls is their non-acceptance, and somewhat understandable, their non-acceptance of Allison, because we got to watch a lot of Allison. I was really happy she got voted in. I just liked her energy and the type of person she is. And
she's my favorite in the house.
They will not call her Allison. Those girls, all they say is the new girl, the new girl, the new girl. They won't even dignify her by calling, you know, her name. And the other night they were sitting there saying, I don't even think she's pretty. I think she's ugly. I don't know if they used ugly, but they kind of implied it, you know. And all of that crap is just turns me off to, you know, the women. So I am really curious of, good for Sarah, first of all, that she, you know, was able to do that. But I am just curious how that's going to all play out now, because it's kind of exposed her, unless she tries to deny it. I don't know who she can put it on. But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, see how the house splits or divides or, you know, after this eviction tonight.
Yeah, do you think it's going to continue to be men against women, or do you think there's going to be another divide?
I think they are really trying their hardest to keep this first five alliance together. I mean, you see when they go in to vote, at least, I'm surprised I didn't catch on earlier, but Sabrina holds up one finger followed by five fingers, and then Sarah comes in, holds up one finger followed by five, and I finally figured it out, first five. So, I mean,
you haven't noticed that yet.
Live on air, I'm admitting to my, you know, missing that.
Hey, red wine guzzler in the house.
Red wine. Yeah.
We haven't seen a red wine in a while.
I know. Guzzle it down, girl. Yo mama. Anyway, I think that tells a lot that even when they're voting, Sabrina and Sarah still feel that's a strong alliance and that they will stick with it. So I think that you have a bunch of different alliances. It was the girls against the guys, you know, seem to be there. But I think when you rank their loyalty, it seems like their first loyalty is to the first five. That's kind of what I'm saying. So I don't know.
So
do you think
that Allison is playing Andrew?
I think she started off doing that, but he was really the only one that was welcoming to her, and that's got to be hard to come into that house and just be, you know, kind of thrown aside like you don't matter, especially for a super fan like she is. But I think that she doesn't mind it. I don't think she has any long-lasting deep feelings towards him. I think that, you know, she's just continuing to do it to have that attention. I don't know. It's hard. Time will tell. What do you think?
I don't know. I saw somebody say that Allison going into the house and having a showmance with Andrew was akin to going into a prison and taking on the ringleader of the prison. And I was like, I don't know if I would go that far.
No.
You know, I think she was sort of, you know, it was a little gutsy to go in and start up a showmance with Andrew, you know, as fast as she did. But I say more power to her. Don't let any of those women, you know, tear her down, and go in and play her game. And if she, you know, if she wants to do that, let her do it. And if she has feelings for him, so so be it. You know, Sabrina
oh, yeah.
is so jealous. It's
oh my God. I know, and I really want to like Sabrina, and there's a lot that I like about her and her gameplay, but when she gets in those jealous modes, it just is absolutely ridiculous.
It's ugly, yeah. So, I don't know.
But
we'll see how this...
I think the HOH is going to be very telling. What do you think about how Adele has spun this veto thing? I think that was kind of smart. His lie.
I think Adele is very smart. I think he's one of the smartest players in the house. Although my favorite still is Allison.
Yeah.
But I think he's a very, very smart Big Brother player.
Anyway, I think that it's going to be huge to find out who wins the HOH tonight. I don't know how long it'll be before the feeds come back. BBUS on live feed night sometimes doesn't come back until the West Coast show airs. So it could be a while, but.
This just in,
and
Jesse wins his match and doesn't lose his belt. Breaking news. Jesse Goddard keeps his belt, folks. The veto emblem, the veto necklace that they have in Big Brother Canada is huge.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. They could use that thing for a weapon.
I know. No, I that's one thing I don't like. They got to switch things up. It's like this veto ceremony or this nomination ceremony is adjourned. They never use adjourned. They always say is complete. So they have that difference, you know. The other thing is with the live feeds, I don't know why they do it, but have you watched them late enough at night where they cut almost all the sound and you only get sound from, you know, like one camera? I'm sitting there watching these guys and they're sitting there up late at night and it looks like they're, you know, having strategy talk and game talk and you can't hear a word they're saying I don't know if it's at the time of the Big Brother After Dark or what, but it just drives me nuts to not be able to hear.
They do a lot of things different, you know, and I guess they wanted everything to be bigger in Canada than the U.S. because their house is bigger, their veto emblem is bigger, and everything is different. And when they do the ceremony at the table where they're getting ready to do nominations, they read the one little bit that the head of household has to read where they're getting ready to start pulling down here it's keys, up there it's cards. But where they have to say, part of my duty as head of household is to nominate two people. We'll begin pulling keys and, you know, I'll pull the first key. That person is safe. The next person will pull the next key, so on and so forth. You know, I almost have the whole thing memorized myself. But they stand there and read it from a piece of paper. And I was like, really? You have to read that?
I know. No, they do, you know, things a little bit differently. Some of their competitions, their have-not competition was like one of our endurance, HOH endurance comps, you know, where they slide back and forth. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of Paul.
He slid. I bet he had a sore butt.
Oh, yeah, that was That was funny. And you know, all these injuries. Were you able to see? And no, you may have been distracted for tonight's show at times. But did you see the compilation they put together of all their injuries in the tonight in the episode?
I did not see that yet.
Oh, geez, they put together all these injuries, people falling down, people take the one competition where they had to climb over those ropes, and it was like the Divergent task, and they were falling down face first into the pool of water, and they showed Paul trying to run across the balance beam, and he did a split right to his nuts. And it showed when John popped his shoulder out, and it showed, you know, Heather.
How did Heather wind up on crutches? That's what I didn't
see. It was for the veto competition. They had to run across a balance beam, go to a bin full of, you know, these acorns, these huge acorns that had inside of them letters to a phrase, and they had to go across this balance beam, and at the end of the beam, they had like a few steps to go down. So you jump off the beam and take a couple steps down to the ground before you go to the bin, and as she jumped off the beam and started taking her steps off the stairway, a couple stairways, she just twisted her knee funny.
Ah.
And they had to stop. They had to stop the veto competition and basically carry her out. And so she had to leave and go see the doctor and that type of thing. And of course, the girls were all saying that she probably wasn't injured at all. But,
well, let's switch gears.
Anyway,
let's
switch gears. I just want to say, as we close off our chat about Big Brother is Canada, I, again this season, am enjoying their season. I'm getting invested in the house guests that are in there, and it's pulled me in. It's definitely pulled me in.
I knew it would.
VCR, red wine. What are you still using a VCR for? Oh, my God, that's funny.
So, Survivor.
Yeah. I can't remember the first thing I want to mention is 2 weeks in a row, I am so mad at how they've given Cliff, the NBA, former NBA player, such a, you know, benefit. I mean,
well,
last
first of all, when they start off, they still had the Brawn Beauty and Brain Tribe.
I wanted to talk about not last night's episode, but a week ago when they had that competition that they were going to throw it to get Cliff out, and it was a basketball. He was shooting baskets. Why are they doing a competition with an NBA professional basketball player shooting baskets? That was just, to me, that's just not right. That gives too much advantage to him. Even though they tried to lose. But anyway,
I know.
That was last week. This week started off, go ahead, Jerry. It's just, I was upset about
that. They started
that.
Off with the Brains Beauty and Brawn Tribe still. And the Brain Tribe had finally gotten rid of the one player that they had needed to get rid of
terrible.
Since day one.
Terrible in competitions. Terrible.
And so now that they were rid of her, they were finally going to go to a challenge and see if they could win. They get to Jeff, and Jeff goes,
Wait.
Drop your buff.
I wrote this down, and I don't – I know, but wait. Before they went to that, the quote from – what's her name? Is it Cass or Cass or whatever on the Brains Tribe?
Cass.
And she says – this isn't a Brains Tribe. This is a Crap for Brains Tribe.
Yeah, Crap for Brains Tribe.
I had to get that quote in. That was great. Anyway, go ahead.
And Jeff
goes,
drop your buff, and they're, merging tribes into two.
Ugh.
And there is no Brains, Brawn, and Beauty anymore. And
that went too fast.
So they were all, mixed up. Basically, they didn't really get too mixed up. Yes, all the nerds stayed together. The entire Brain Tribe stayed together, if you can call it that. Like Cass said, I want
to
see the.
It's hard. To,
I
want
to see the.
It's hard to say, isn't it, Jerry?
Of who
it's
puts
so hard
this together.
To say. You get ready to say Brains Tribe, you stop because you don't want to say it.
I know. It's hard to say. but they did split up the Caps or Us.
Oh. Yeah. That was too bad.
And so we'll see how it goes, but it made for a couple of interesting tribes, and they had a really good competition.
Red
Wine
I
says
like that
Anthony
comparison.
Is a hybrid of Russell and Philip. That's a good analogy there.
You and I saw that at the same time. I agree. So there was one of the new tribes was five out of the six bronze, and then LJ and Jeff were from the Beauty Tribe, right? Was that what it was?
Right.
Yeah. And the other one was three Beauty, three Brains. And the one female cop, I forgot her name.
Right.
I apologize.
I don't have any notes from last night. I'm having a hard time remembering her name.
I was impressed, at least, that the one new tribe, when they were trying to bash through the wall with their log, said, "Can we switch it up?" And so that they could have some stronger guys at the front to smash through the wall. And I kept thinking to myself, why isn't that other tribe doing the same? Because they had Cliff way in the back, and I thought, why wouldn't this guy be up front? Because it seemed to me that the people in the right at the front of the log had would have more muscle and power to smash through the wall, but who knows? But that was a tough getting through that wall.
Right. And then having to get the log puzzle done, they both had trouble getting that the puzzle, the log through that puzzle.
Her name is Sarah. Thanks, Red. I thought that log maze, at first I thought, that doesn't look too hard, but that thing, that was hard.
Yeah.
They really did pretty quick, or at least the edit that we saw, they got through it pretty quick.
It was interesting. I honestly thought that LJ was going to wind up going home.
I
was so afraid for him.
They did a great edit. Let me just say they did a great edit because I was thinking the same thing, and there was something left out in the edit that got Tony to vote the other way, because it just seemed like he was saying we got to keep the numbers for now, and for him to switch it up and go
yeah.
to that other group.
Like Reg just said, Tony was all in for LJ, and then 10 minutes later he voted out Cliff. So something had to go down that we didn't see, and I wonder if we'll ever see it, if they'll ever show us what took place and what flipped Tony, because he was definitely all in for LJ going.
Yeah. All right. I just glanced down. I did take a few notes, Sherry, and when I was complaining about the basketball thing with Cliff, come on now, when he was able to hold on for that reward challenge and they had to pry people off of a pole.
Off the pole, right.
You really think anybody was going to pry a 6'10", 300-pound guy off of the pole? I mean, he just sat there and almost laughed that they were trying to do that. That was just... what was fair about that competition? There was nothing fair about that competition. Anyway,
no.
I had to get that out of my system. That just irritated me.
There's times when these challenges aren't fair. And you just named two of them. Thomas says he knows who won HOH. Spill it, Thomas. Call in and tell us.
I just checked. I had a feed up, and it did just come back. And all I see is camera one, and it's Ika, Rochelle, and Sabrina.
He says it was not fair.
What? It was not fair for Survivor or for the HOH? He might be a little behind in our audio here. See? He's talking about Survivor not being fair, that Cliff was able to go to that poll two times in a row. I agree 100%. That was not. Rochelle? No way. No way. Wow. Wow. Why do you find that funny? I mean, oh, my goodness.
I find your reaction funny.
Oh. all right. I'm glad I can entertain. I'm just surprised. I don't know how that's going to play out, though, is what I'm – oh, man. I just don't know how that's going to play out.
You'll be sitting up nights finding out.
Yeah.
Why did they sit people out from the immunity challenge? That's a good question.
I know why. It's because they had three ropes, three handles on each side of that log, and that was six people. They couldn't have, you know, uneven number of people on each, you know, on one side of that log. It was just made that way.
Ah. So he couldn't have an uneven number.
Right. Well, I'm my mind can't stop thinking about wondering who
there you
who
go,
Rochelle
Paul. That should be interesting. Sabrina's a have not.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, she almost was. I think she was one of the girls that said that because John was saying he lost like 16 pounds or something, like, you know, an ungodly amount of weight. And at least one of the girls was saying, you know, I want to go on slop.
Well,
I hope I hope Kenny isn't one of the people on slop, because apparently his farts are the worst in history. And if he's in that little, if he's in that little room, he could kill some people.
When they put all the toothpicks in his beard, that was one of the funniest looking things I'd ever seen. He looked like a porcupine. What do you think about him kissing Sabrina? What do you think she's going to... Do you think she's going to flip out when she finds out he's gay?
I can't wait to find that out and see what how she responds to that. The other thing that I've been wondering about since when Allison very first came in, they seemed to know each other, and he was so concerned, Kenny was so concerned that she knows that he's gay, and I've never heard a conversation privately between the two of them, you know, him asking her to keep it quiet, or that they really do know each other. But he seemed to be genuinely concerned that she might, you know, spill the beans. But
yeah, he seemed to think that, I mean, he knew her well, like he's had face-to-face conversations with her and everything, and she didn't seem to play it like that. She didn't seem to react like that.
I agree.
So, I don't know. But
anyway, it's hard when breaking news comes in about a live show like Big Brother, but we were talking about Survivor, and I thought one of the interesting moments was when poor little Morgan got outed for looking for the idol.
When they
I know. Talking about
the rice.
About the rice.
Yeah. She, her secret was a secret no more. That's kind of one of those things that happen when the tribes merge, and you know, some people know, you know, things. You don't think that that's ever going to come out. It's been all good in your tribe. You've, you know, had this secret, and you were the only one that knew. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody else comes in, the tribes get mixed up, and the other people that come in know and blow it for you, and she just got blown out of the water last night. And
but I
had
also,
to admit,
I also loved that the three beauties were all three were ready to switch tribes. Each and every one of them, all three of them, were trying to switch over with the other group. I think I can't think of names right now, but did you see what Red Wine put in there?
Yeah, Morgan's boobs during the wrestling challenge was like a fourth and fifth competitor. Oh my goodness, I love our Red Wine.
Yeah,
we've got somebody else on the switchboard I'm going to bring up with us. Let's make it a party.
Hey, let's get the boys piled up tonight. I like this.
Mr. Chatown Joe, how are
hey,
you?
Hey, how about those hogs?
Hey.
You know why we won last night? You know why we won? We played like the Blue Notes play.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. And the best part of that whole win yesterday was Joe Quenville got his 700th victory. So now he's in the top three of all time, but we have to thank your team for giving him 300 of those.
That's right. We used to have them.
Yeah, 300. So,
yeah.
But now he's up there. So, hi, Paul. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. How you doing, Joe?
I don't watch BB Canada at all, so
you're not
going
to say hi to me?
Oh, hi, Sherry.
Hi, Joe.
I was just so busy watching this three-way tag team fight, so, you know, with Jesse, so.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Joe, and I know you're not watching BB Canada, but there's a feed on right now.
Yeah,
and I don't know whether I don't know whether Heather is hot or she is fanning. I think she's ready to cry. She's in the bedroom. Oh, she is.
Did
crying.
Teddy shave his beard off?
No.
Well, there's a picture on my news feed from Kim that shows him without a beard.
Well,
interesting.
He grew
clean shaven.
Yeah, I know, but he was clean shaven till about a year ago or something like that, I think.
Yeah, because he looks
so
like that
be...
same guy in that commercial for the phones on TV going.
Oh,
now.
Why is she crying? I'm sorry. Oh,
you're getting soft,
poor Paul.
Paul's getting soft. He's because a girl's crying. I could imagine him saying that on BBUS.
Yeah, I would be awful. I'd be. Oh,
we're
he
trying
always
to clean
has
up
heartbreaks
the,
over these young girls.
We're Paul. We're trying to still clean up the streets from 3 days of Judd being here.
Well, how long does it take for the river to get back to right color?
It's right. It's in its right color now. It's just a dye that lasts for 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
But
he didn't get to he didn't get to see the river, you know. So. But he was in town, hanging out mostly with Helen. And then with Andy and Helen, and then one night with Andy. So, but he's up in Newfoundland, wherever the hell that is in Canada.
Newfoundland
wow.
is where Allison and Kenny and I think John are from.
Oh, well, he's up that area, so. Interesting.
Maybe he's going to make an appearance on BB Canada. Who knows?
That would be awesome.
He did the after show last week, didn't he?
They had a video clip of him.
Oh, okay.
So let's switch to The Amazing Race. Red Wine watches The Amazing Race also, and I want to find out who the favorite team is of Red Wine. It's getting good. And
yeah,
I want to know who her favorite team is.
I've also
Red Wine
ought to
call in and
that.
Talk with us.
Yeah, she should.
I agree.
I want to hear
you
about that
what?
Wrestling challenge with the boobs.
Let me see. I do have a 37-second Red Wine theme song for you. If you would call in, Red Wine, I'll play it for you. I'm kind of confused about Jerry. I've seen most times I'm fast-forwarding through commercials, but I did catch, I think it was during the Survivor show, a commercial for next week's or this coming episode of Amazing Race, and they said they're in Sri Lanka. So I thought we had talked about it, that they were going to be in Malaysia one more leg. Isn't that what we were talking about Sunday?
I thought so, too.
Maybe they get lost. Sorry.
Oh, whoa.
Ooh, Rochelle picked the have-not.
If Rochelle picked the have-not, if she picked Sabrina,
that's
she
why
must
Heather's
have
crying. Because Heather's a have-not, too, probably.
But I bet you something Rochelle must have. Rochelle hates Heather. And she must have said something to Heather that nobody likes you or something like that, so you're going to be a have-not. And she probably thought Sabrina may have voted Paul out instead of Sarah. So this could be interesting. But at any rate, the Amazing Race, I'm still concerned about this airplane connection that Rachel and Brendan
have to make, the 30-minute connection. We'll see. Red Wine, do you think they're going to make their 30-minute connecting flight? I think they'll make it.
I just thought about, Cherry. We go through Amazing Race seasons where there's NFL football that goes late and they delay it. We're right in the midst of the NCAA tournament starting.
Yeah.
We might be faced with that. I know. I hate when we get delayed.
I do too, because it often brings the show right up to our show starting. And that makes it really
And then they're
going
to put, I heard, next season on channel CBS, I should say, on Thursdays, they're going to have football, the NFL.
Right.
Oh, please.
So
keep football
off
of CBS.
Yeah, I'm wondering how soon they're going to do that, though. Because that could bump into eviction night on BVUS.
CBS is for reality shows, not for football.
Yeah, tell that to the East Coast.
let me give Les Moonves a call. Something's
yeah,
not right
really.
Here.
There's a lot of booking going on now for shows.
What do you mean?
Quite a bit. Well, they're going all over for right now for BBUS right now. They'll be in Chicago on April, I think, 11th or 22nd. I have to look it up, but that's coming up soon.
I think he means there's a lot of auditioning.
Yeah, a lot of auditioning. But the real world is auditioning this Saturday in Philly at McFadden's from 10 to 5. And the same day, they're going to be also auditioning the real world in Miami at the Catalina Hotel and Beach Club at 10 a.m. to 5
a.m. Do you think they would, Cherry, do you think they would take you or I or Joe?
Yeah, we'd
not.
I would love to do that. You know why I would love to do that? That I would have a chance at getting on the challenge.
Oh.
Yeah,
you would make the
challenge for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would get killed in one of those I would too.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine us? I just want to be there for the 2 weeks just to sit around and hang out with all those guys and watch them beat each other up.
I bet we could all get on Hell's Kitchen, because apparently you don't really have to be able to cook.
Yeah.
Whoa, snap.
That started, didn't that start tonight?
Last week.
This is the second episode.
Oh, it started last week. Mm. Yeah, he's going to be on, Gordon Ramsay's going to be on The Apprentice this year.
I didn't even know they were going to have one. I keep wondering if it's coming back.
Celebrity Apprentice.
With Gordon Ramsay, I have to watch it if Ramsay is going to be on there. I can't even fathom Trump telling Ramsay what to do. Can't.
Yeah, or saying you're fired.
I can't imagine that.
All right, Joe, that's a nice little tease, but do you know the whole cast, or you just know that?
No, I didn't get the whole cast. So, but I did get Ramsay's name pounced out because it's like half of returning people and half newbies, celebrities, and I didn't really pay attention. That's my mom's show too, so she'll be wanting to watch that. But
so your mom is a Amazing Race watcher.
Yes. And a Survivor watcher, and she watches.
But I was wondering. I know you're not a big watcher of Amazing Race, but has she mentioned who she's rooting for, or do you know?
She just says Rachel and Brendan because she likes them, and she said that they've been nice, you know.
Yes.
That, Brendan has been very accommodating and stuff and putting up with her, you know. And, it's hard for me because I've been watching all these other, shows that are reality shows and then quite a bit of new scripted shows, horror shows. So, you know, but you remember BB12, right, Paul?
Yes.
There's a new show coming on Reels channel on April 2nd, 10 Eastern, 9 Central.
Joe, that
what?
is such a lesser known cable channel for reality shows.
Yes.
That I am likely to forget about it. But I'm hoping that when
too.
It gets, I'm hoping that when it gets closer, like within a 2 weeks or week and a half out, that you remind us again because this has something to do with Kristen, right?
Yeah, I seen her on the promotions for it. It's like
April
2nd. Called Treasure King. Yeah, Treasure King is the name of the show. It's this guy and three girls, and she's one of them, you know. And they,
it sounds a lot like Buried Treasure.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or are you just trying to segue, Terry?
No, I'm serious. It sounds a lot like Buried Treasures, where they go out and try to find treasures, you know, for other people around Hollywood and that sort of thing.
Terry just brought up a brand new show that just started, a spinoff from Storage Wars with Barry Weiss.
Mm.
Right?
Right. And it sounds very, very similar to his new show.
Okay. Okay.
It was surprising because I was watching a movie that I just fell upon, and I haven't seen it in 10 years, so I was watching a movie, Biding Time, for the real world, and here she pops out of nowhere, and I was like, and she actually speaks, so I was like, wow, you know. And they showed him going all over, so it's going to be an interesting thing, I think.
Yeah, because isn't the Reels cable network mostly about movies?
Yes, normally, but they've been changing slowly but surely to doing more reality or half-hour shows that are reruns.
All these networks are, you know, looking to try to get into a little bit of reality. Even
I mean,
like you see sci-fi getting into reality in a big way with Opposite Worlds. All these networks used to have their own little niche are trying to break into the reality realm in some way or another. Look at the History Channel. The History Channel used to be strictly about history. Now look at the shows that they have on are almost all reality TV.
When I heard that the Weather Channel had reality shows, I said, if the Weather Channel has reality shows, all these other cable networks will probably get a reality show.
Yeah, I mean, it must be low production cost, you know?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
but it's also hot. I mean, it's everybody's watching reality right now, and if they happen upon one that hits, then, you know, you never know what's going to hit in the world of reality right now. You know, you look at Honey Boo Boo or Duck Dynasty or, you know, some of those that Duck Dynasty used to have a show on a smaller network before they became Duck Dynasty. And, you know, look where they're at now. One of the biggest, you know, selling shows on the market. And so, you know, you never know what's going to, like you throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. You never know what's going to hit and be the next big thing out there. And all these networks are trying to, you know, grab reality shows and see if they can't grab something that's going to be the next big thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And she looks great. Like, she hasn't aged a day. And she's a little skinnier. And looks good. So
she was always very pretty.
Oh, she was. Sure was. Especially in that leotard.
Like I said, Joe, it's your job, it's your mission, it's your task to remind us again when it gets, you know, like within 2 weeks, because that's normally how far out my DVR's schedule goes, 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they even have a high-definition channel, so that's weird.
I don't get it, though. My cable network only has the standard definition reels, unless
we both have the same cable network. Right? So,
yep.
Why wouldn't you have it if I have it?
Oh, what I was about ready to tell you is discovered that if I go to the on-demand section, then there is a high-definition version in the on-demand. But on the regular, I do not have it, and I don't get that. I don't understand. In fact, the TV, what is that? What is that, the network that shows all the old TV shows?
TCM.
TV Turner Land.
Turner Classic.
TV Land.
Oh,
TV,
okay.
TV Land does have on-demand some shows in high definition, but on my regular lineup, I only have the standard definition. So I don't.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Thomas wants to know what cable
thing.
You both have.
Comcast. And I have high def on that. You know, so.
Well.
I'll look it up and see if it's the same channel, because we've talked about that. You know, so.
I know you and I have talked about it, and I've told you before that my Reels does not yet have the high definition version, so.
Oh,
and
get a Hopper.
Hoppa. Get the hoppa.
I have the hoppa.
You got the hoppa.
See, you have to have dish to have hoppa. They won't let us put satellite dishes on our window or on the top of our roof in our building. So I can't get a hoppa.
The hoppa's pretty cool.
Yeah. I wish we could have a hoppa, you know. It would be easier for me to do half of the taping that I have to do nowadays, you know, so. But
anything
Thursdays
on network
kind of
TV, everything on the network channels is automatically recorded for you every single night from, I think it's 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night automatically, and it doesn't take up the disk space that is afforded to you to record on. That's like a separate little area that they record on every night.
That's like a freebie?
Yes, and it's automatic. It does it every night, and it stores up like so many episodes of those shows for you.
Yeah, it doesn't do it
for
us.
On the network channels. So if you want to go back and watch, you know, like three episodes of Shark Tank or something, you can do that because that's on a network channel.
And once,
but my mom would love that.
Once they get a little bit old, that's where the hopper feature comes in, where you click on and it just automatically skips the commercials for you. You don't even have to fast forward. Oh.
Yeah, as long as it's the very next day, you don't even have to fast forward to the commercials. It automatically skips them for you. You just have to wait till
that's
the
awesome.
Very next day.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's great. How inventive. No, really. It really is nice.
You just turn it
luxury.
On and hit play and put the remote down. You don't have to worry about having the remote in your hand to fast forward to commercials or anything. It does it all for you. No commercials. It's just wonderful. And you get spoiled. You really do.
But we like being spoiled, so.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But what else was I going to say on that thing with the Kristen thing? I was really surprised. She looks really good. I mean, her, like, she lost a little bit of weight, and, you know, and she's been out there in California, so she's got that glow to her now. You know, so.
The glow,
and she looks good. So,
oh, excuse me.
So
maybe that's
guys,
what.
Has anybody been watching The Voice?
No, but I have some news. The singer of Coldplay is going to be a new judge on The Voice.
Really.
Yes, Chris Martin. Joe. Oh, my God. Joe, I'm not even watching it right now, but it was on one of the news, local news. He is going to be a mentor. You know how the coaches will bring in a mentor for each, you know, for each of their contestants, their singers? He's coming on to be a mentor for all of the contestants. He's not a judge.
So that's different, right, than the normal mentor,
than in the
right?
Past.
Yes. Maybe that's because
yes.
they got a new album coming out in May. Could be.
I wonder who's going to take CeeLo's place since he quit.
Yeah, or was asked to leave.
Oh, that's
or whatever.
That's official. They're not swapping it.
Oh yeah,
every
CeeLo is gone.
Yes, yeah, CeeLo's gone. Well, that problem he had with the young girl and the drugs and that. And you know how that goes.
I really like it with the judges that they have now with Shakira and
Usher.
Usher. I like this setup.
Here's a question. Do you think the ratings would tank if Blake took a season off?
I think it would hurt him.
Yeah, I do too. I like Blake.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff.
On this season.
Yeah.
So Blake and Miranda are on.
Well, she always ends up on something with him anyways.
She's
Maybe
on
that's
as
the only way they get to see each other.
She's on as Shakira's mentor.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, I heard she that.
Yeah, that's what we figured. She had to come on and keep an eye on that boy. Ooh, that would be good. Thomas just said he heard that Jewel was going to be new judge.
Oh, she's great.
Jewel was a judge on the last season of the acapella. I can't think
show.
Of.
Yeah, I know which one you mean.
I forgot the name of the acapella show, but
well,
she
they
was
have
a
two
great
of them.
Judge.
Yeah.
She was a great judge on that show, and if anybody, you know, any singing shows saw how good she was, I wouldn't blame them for grabbing her up because she did a great job.
She was also a judge on the last season of Nashville Star.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we watched that religiously, and that was such a great show. I wish they would resurrect that. That and Duet.
And as a side note,
I really wish
Miranda Lambert was also a contestant on Nashville Star.
Really?
Yeah, she came in like third place.
She didn't even
win.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
She didn't even win.
No,
that's
she's
weird.
A way bigger star than the winner.
Yeah.
That's weird. But she's always been a person that's on the road.
Yep. Thomas also mentioned that, and I do remember, I don't remember which season of Idol it was, but there's been a couple seasons where a fourth judge, you know, they had the three main judges, but there was one season where they had a fourth judge kind of rotating. And she was one of those fourth judges for a few episodes on American Idol, Jewel was. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. So how far along, Cherry, back to The Voice, how far along are they in the competition as far as the rounds?
They've just started the battle rounds.
Okay.
They've just gotten
and how
through.
Many, how many singers do they – how many singers do each judge have? As they come into the battle round?
12
each? Wow. 12, 24. So there's like 48 singers right now?
That has to be wrong. It can't be 12. It might be 2.
I don't think it's 12. But they do have a lot.
I'm probably wrong about that, Paul. Sorry.
So my next question for The Voice is, are there any Minnesota contestants?
I don't know,
but there was a couple. One was from Dexter, Missouri. One was from Festus, Missouri, which is the next town down from us.
Wait a minute. I remember you guys were looking down there, and I always laughed.
Yeah, we were looking at a house in Festus, Missouri.
I said,
yeah.
No, that can't be the name of a town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Festus from from Gunsmoke. Festus.
Yeah.
Festus.
And it's down by the river, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yep. And then there was a duet from Dexter, which is where my mom was born.
Oh, wow.
And there was a contestant from Bernie, but I think he was eliminated.
And that's, I think, where my grandma was born, Bernie, Missouri.
Bernie Spice.
We have some real crazy names.
And there's also a girl on there from Alton, Illinois, which is just across the river and to the north of St. Louis.
Right.
So, yeah. But I don't know if there's any from Minnesota. We'll have to keep an eye out.
Sure there is, with the abundance of talent up there.
Well,
that was not
talked about the. I talked about north of Minneapolis, there was some areas that got like 10 inches of snow. One town that got 10 inches was Mora, Minnesota, and that's where Jess and John that are on the Amazing Race, that's where they hail from.
Mora, Minnesota?
M-O-R-A, yep.
We have several hockey players on our team from Minnesota.
I know you do. I know you do. You're welcome.
TJ Oshie just
welcome.
Had his little girl the other day.
Oh, he did?
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
That's good.
He's a daddy now.
Well, he's got enough money.
All right. Before we run out of time, is everybody caught up with the real world explosion?
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I am. It's great.
I
There's
love
only
that
two
show.
More shows. Two more.
Somebody in the Big Brother house had started watching, and I can't remember which girl it was, but they were talking about, you know, that they were bringing exes in the house. She said, I couldn't watch it. It was a horrible show, and I thought, oh. You're missing reality TV gold if you said you didn't like that. She must have been a traditionalist real worlder, but I was kind of sad to see Haley go home. You know, that was kind of rough for her in that house.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, she definitely had a flip side to her.
Oh my
yes,
God.
She did.
when she was drinking.
Oh my God, she practically beat the crap out of Thomas. And when
yeah.
he was
Medium.
Rolling around on the floor in the blanket, I was
oh,
like, "Girl, get up!"
and Tom's twin brother came in yesterday.
Oh, Steven.
That was that
like
was kind of weird. Yeah, he had a different kind of haircut.
Rich even mentioned, "Can you believe how much they sound alike?"
Yeah.
I know.
Wasn't it funny? Because Ashley was drunk. They had gotten home just before the other group got home. And she thought that Steve was Tom.
That was great. She really did, too. That was no bull. She really, when Thomas snuck up behind her, it was like, what?
Thomas just
yeah,
brought up one of the
yes,
best lines
yes,
of
the
night
Jenny,
when Jenny brought
the Jenny quote.
Yeah,
Jenna outside.
When Jenny brought
Jenna
out of the club and was trying to, you know, give her some talking to, and she said, "I'm as real as Colby cheese."
And I don't even.
She goes,
said,
"I just made
that
up. I don't even know how real Colby cheese is."
She is a hoot.
I'm going to miss
this great. Group. And I've heard people, it was on Twitter, and people have said it all along. This real world would not be anything without Jenny. Jenny makes this
show. 100%.
She is a hoot, that girl.
The other quote that I wrote down, Sherry, and I'm sorry to switch from Jenny, but was when Jay says, and this is because of my background, my name is Jay, and I'm a flirtaholic.
And then he takes her out to a place he didn't even know of, you know, I liked her first date. And, you know, he always talks about his mom. But there's nothing wrong with it. But, oh, I got the fettuccine Alfredo because my mom used to make this for me all the time.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with that kid that he's been dating Jenna for, like, off and on for 2 years, and he's never taken her out on a date? I mean, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. She used to come over on weekends, and they've been out to the movies, like, 2 or 3 times. They've been out to dinner, I think she said, maybe 2 or 3 times in 2 years.
Well, she said when they would go on vacation and they didn't have an option but to go out to eat.
Yeah. But I mean,
how odd.
Just ridiculous that.
What's odd is that she's still with that guy.
Yeah.
That's what's odd. I mean, she's beautiful.
Oh, she is drop dead. Oh.
She'd make somebody a very happy wife, truly, and a beautiful mother, I bet you.
She is gorgeous, and she's, you know, she's loyal to the bone. And why she's, I mean, she must be in love with him, but I hope he, you know, learns to straighten up and realize what a good thing he's got, because he's not going to find anybody better than her for him. You know,
yeah, you're right.
She was there when his mom was alive, and she knows his entire family. She's been there with him through thick and thin, and she cares for him like nobody else is going to. And if he doesn't wake up and realize what he's got and grab onto it, while he's got it, if he loses her, is what I'm trying to say, he's going to regret it down the road.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
he's going
to wake up and realize what he lost if he loses her. So I hope he wakes up.
I keep getting hints from him when he does his confessionals that he really, really doesn't want to lose her, or that he really does care for her. But until he changes his behavior.
He's kind of like his dad was when he was young. His dad left them. Maybe that's,
it's like he's addicted to going in these clubs and seeing how many numbers he can get and trying to be the player and trying to, you know, show off how many, you know, chicks he can talk to and be that, you know, kind of player guy, and he's got what he's looking for right under his thumb right there, you know.
I don't know what women see in him.
I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a really nice guy. I think he just needs to wake up and see that what he's looking for is right there all along, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And before he loses it, wake up and see that it's right in front of him, you know.
Who knows? You never know.
One of those things that, you know, he might not realize what he's got until it's gone, and that's going to be a shame.
Yeah. She's a very nice girl.
She really is.
And she's very pretty, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm serious about that. She's still wearing those skirts from 1980. The real short ones. Send those back.
Whoa.
Joe's fashion critique here.
They just, you know, Jerry, on the live feeds right now,
you're supposed
you know
to
how
be
they
on
have
the
in
show,
the living room?
Paul, not watching the live feeds.
I know, but this is kind of like breaking
I know,
news
but,
of what the...
I know, but...
Okay. We did this early on in the show. I'm getting scolded on air. Can you believe it, guys?
Yes, I can.
Okay, what's the breaking news?
There is, instead of all the... They've got like five big screen TVs over the couch in the living room, and
yeah.
the middle three have like numbers, like digital numbers, 1, and then 310, then seconds. It's like some kind of a counter, or I don't know. I don't know what it means. Anyway, sorry.
I don't have a clue.
Hmm.
Oh, they just went off. Anyway, it was like something very. It was
you
like
can make,
something
you're
very
back
strange.
In time for the close of the show.
Something very strange and possible.
Very
twist
cryptical.
That I thought was newsworthy. So that's why I. Breaking news! Breaking news! No.
Oh yeah. Oh, they should be out on the water again today, and it's about that time. So
Thomas said they had that earlier.
Yeah, the bunch of people sitting in the living room didn't jump up and look surprised, so it must be something they saw earlier, so I don't know what it means. Anyway, it was odd. It was an odd.
Something new and different in the house.
Absolutely. So what do we have? We've got two more episodes of The Real World. I saw next week they've got the regular episode followed by the shit they didn't show, or however
right.
they can phrase that. That's always a good episode.
Yeah, and then the last one will probably be 2 hours because they'll have the whole cast out there like they do. On the after show. Because they're all still out there.
And then we'll be watching the challenge on MTV.
Yes.
Do you have a list yet? Have you seen, Cherry, if there's a list of who participates in the challenge this year? Or?
It's usually the same old people. That's the one thing that I don't. I love the MTV challenges. Don't get me wrong. I live for them. I love them. But I wish they'd put some damn different people on them. It's always the same Johnny Bananas and Kenny and the same people. And
Chris. Yeah.
Just,
I think
I wish they'd
name
put
from
some,
Vegas is back.
Well,
Brandon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh really?
Don't they normally include a couple of the castmates from the current season? Like, will there be a couple from Real World Explosion
not this
in there?
No, because they filmed this before Real World Explosion was filmed.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Because
so
they're still
following
all
challenge.
The cast,
there'll be some of these cast members in it, but not
that'll
this
be
one.
Next
okay.
year. Yeah, next year you would. Expect to see Jenny because she's good at slapping, and
great,
and probably Brian because they're still together. Because
you
remember when you had Jenny on the show, she would talk off, like turn her head from her telephone and say, "Wait, Brian," you know what I mean? So they're there still.
Well, Corey, it looks like Corey about beats the crap out of Brian next episode.
Yeah, he had an operation just recently on his ACL.
Corey or Brian?
not Brian, Corey.
Well, in next week's episode, it looks like Corey about beats the crap out of Brian in a taxi cab.
Yeah, or van, yeah.
So.
That is something. But she runs a house, boy, I tell you. That Jenny.
I was when you said that Corey got injured, I first thought I had was, did Jenny do it?
Well, she did the back kick, right? On him?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a,
she
like
can
the,
do things
the,
with her feet and legs
feet.
That
I would like to know of, right?
I mean, she told me that her and her mom both can.
Oh, wow.
I had a conversation with her the night before she came on our show, and she told me that her and her mom both are that way. And they could, like, sit in a pool or sit out in the backyard, and they could, like, pick up beers with their toes and put things away in the refrigerator, like, get a beer out of the refrigerator, whatever, would, you know. And so, yeah, her and her mom both are talented that way. And she said that, you know, they could get a lot of people looking at them just
careful.
From what they could do with their
like, yeah, mother and daughter team. Yeah, Face, no, Corey is in L.A., Face, Thomas. He isn't. No, he is not in Hawaii. Because I saw a picture of him from last night. He went to a concert, and it was in L.A. Because they were all dressed up, him and a friend, and they were thanking somebody for the tickets. Corey, yes.
They're
all there.
Though.
Yes.
You know, she's from Kansas City. Jenny.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, well, I hear she's
my
okay.
Missouri girl.
I think Brian may be as well. I think that I heard at one point that that's where they first met, and she moved out to California, and he basically followed her. I'm not. Don't hold me to that.
Right.
But I'm thinking he might be. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're all kind of crazy from Missouri.
Who?
So, Chi-Town
Joe. I wish
Joe,
you guys would have came here yesterday.
We got to clear the air that Corey may have been at the concert, but he just recently tweeted that he just landed in Hawaii, so he did go to the concert, but he's just now going out there. So thanks, Thomas.
He won't be there for long. If he has to be back for the filming of the after show, right?
They don't always have the entire cast for every one of those, but it's.
Yeah,
it would still be a couple weeks away anyway, so, you know.
Well, especially because he beats up on Brian, right? So I would think he'd be a major conversational piece.
I don't know if they could possibly record those ahead of time as well. Who knows?
They do, but not far ahead, like maybe 3 days. Because
yeah.
I'm always getting invites to go to those shows, but they say you have to be there all day. You know, who would want to go to, well, maybe if you're not doing anything and you live out in Burbank, yeah, sure. You know, but because they got to film that on the CBS lot, right?
I don't know.
Is MTV part of CBS?
Yes. In Showtime.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wish they had, during the real world, that they had feeds.
We got spoiled.
Be
yeah,
we all want
feeds.
Feeds
from Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know what I can't wait to come out is Utopia.
Yeah.
That is going to be epic when Utopia comes out. That is a new venture by John DeMaul, who,
yeah,
as we all know, put out Big Brother. He has put I don't know the exact number of people. I think it's like 20 or 24 people in two, like, round-topped barns out in the middle of nowhere, given the minimal supplies. And it's sort of like if you take the colony and Big Brother and put them together. And he's given them minimal supplies and told them they have to build their own civilization. And this show was actually going to be filmed for one full year.
Wow.
People will be voted out.
They're going to have feeds to help.
They are going to have feeds, but they will not be live feeds. They are filming 24/7. And when it does come out and they do release it, there will be feeds for us to watch. And I think it will be like almost 24/7 live feeds for us to watch, but they won't be live. They will be filmed feeds for us to watch.
Yeah, because if we pay for them, I'm not going to pay for them unless they're live. Wouldn't you?
Well, of course I would if it's something that good. I think this is going to be awesome. I Root for Bad Teams. Call in and tell us what Seven Lies Exposed is. Let me put our phone number in here. Call in and tell us what Seven Lies Exposed is. I'm not familiar.
I've never heard of it either.
I want to know what it is.
The title alone is intriguing.
Yes,
yeah,
I want
right.
to know what it is. Call in and talk to us. We don't bite. Oh, it's a reality show on Playboy TV.
Oh, well, that's different.
Oh. Exposed now just has a brand new meaning in that title.
Yes.
Makes sense. Well, maybe.
So that just causes me to think about our past Big Brother house guest, Michelle Noonan, who did a show on the Playboy Channel. And what about bringing that little newsworthy thing up, Jerry? I saw that you posted that. What the heck was that about?
Oh, my gosh. You know, she claims that she has endometriosis and that she can't get medical care for it. And I have known many people, and I have lost many people, that can't get proper medical care. So I'm not going to doubt her and say that she's a liar. I'm just not. Many people out there are calling her a liar and saying that she's just trying to get drugs and she's trying to get money for a court case or she's, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of people out there saying bad things about her right now. I'm not going to say that she's lying until somebody proves me wrong, because I know that our healthcare system is screwed up and there are women out there who have these kind of issues and can't get medical help. And
California is leading the way on the Obamacare stuff.
If somebody is in chronic pain and can't get medical care, I'm not going to call him a liar. Usually if somebody is just seeking meds, they try one issue for so long, and if that doesn't work, they move on to something else, and they go on to a new, I've got some other ailment now, and they try something new, you know, to get meds. They move on if something isn't working for them. They don't stick with something that hasn't worked for months and months and months and months and months. She's claimed the same thing for months now, that it's endometriosis. And, you know, I don't know. I could be proven completely wrong. I don't know. I'm just not saying. I'm not going to be the one to call her a liar. If it turns out to be that she is lying, so be it. I'm just not going to call her a liar. I'm not saying she's telling the truth. I'm not saying that, you know, I know for a fact that she has endometriosis. I'm just saying I'm not going to be the one to call her a liar. I'm not.
I mean, do you think that she could reach out to other people in the Big Brother community out there and do some talking to and talk to these people and have these people stick up for her? You know, because like you were saying, people are really going after her pretty badly.
I know. I think she's tried that in some ways. I think, you know, I think she's put it out there anyway. I don't know what she's tried. I don't know. I really don't want to get in the middle of it. I've had people come at me very rudely over this matter, and I'm just saying I'm staying neutral on it. I'm not saying that she has it. I'm not a doctor, but I'm not saying that she doesn't, because I would never, ever call somebody a liar that claims that they are in chronic pain and has an ailment like that and needs medical care, because I have seen people and lost people and had people actually die because they haven't received the medical care that they need. And therefore, I will not call somebody a liar. So that's where I stand on that. I'm done with that topic.
It's your word.
I'm standing neutral on that one. I'm not saying she's 100%, you know. I don't know. I just don't know. But I won't call her a liar either, you know, until I'm proven wrong, until facts come out. I'm not going to call her a liar.
It's Jen City's birthday today. We have to say happy birthday to Jen City.
Happy birthday, Jen. Hope you're out there rocking somewhere, having a great time.
And she's got that big show this Saturday in New York. And her record comes out, or her album, or CD, whatever you want to call it nowadays. But sure enough, she'll be playing Saturday. So that's kind of cool. And we have to say goodbye to Fred Phelps.
Farewell.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah. The family asked that for privacy for his funeral, and Evil Dick just started laughing about that one. He hopes everybody that was a soldier, that they went and ruined their, you know, son or daughter's funeral, goes there and ruins it for them.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
What he did to those boys and girls coming back from overseas. So hopefully that's the end of that cult. Now they got the I was watching some show of I watched Vice. It just comes back. It came back on HBO, and it's really an interesting show about off the cuff stuff you don't really hear about. But it's a group that's formed, and they're like abolitionists, but for abortion, where they don't want any kind of abortion. And they bring their kids and they stand in front of grammar schools with signs that are really bad. So I bet you we'll see a new show on them.
Why can't people just live and let live, you know? And
yeah.
Let people do their own thing and take care of your own families and worry about your own problems and let other people worry about their problems and don't worry about what other people are doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. But we want to watch out. We want to make sure we pay attention to everybody else on TV, right?
We'll just watch our reality TV, you know?
Yeah, leave us alone and let us watch our reality TV, you know? There,
you
I want
to say happy birthday to Joanne Haney and...
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't know him. It's my good friend Toby Cummings. It's his birthday yesterday, too. And, oh, yeah, John Taffer, Bar Rescue. We watch him.
Yeah, and you heard about BBR's grandma, right?
Who?
Ben.
No.
His grandma passed.
Boom Boom Ben?
Yep.
No, I didn't.
He's 103.
Oh, my gosh. I have to go. I'll have to give
him a call. He posted tonight. I saw it right before we went on, you guys went on air. So he had posted it. So, you know. But he said she lives a full life. But 103 and dancing still, that's pretty good for me. She's a good woman, I'm sure. All those women up there in the Northeast live long times, you know?
Well, yeah, my maternal grandmother was just shy of 103. She was a Swede.
Yeah, my dogs are starting to act up.
Yeah, they want to get out. Well, it's warm out. I wish it was warm like that here.
Wow, TV pitchman Kevin Trudeau sentenced for 10 years for
misleading. Yeah. Out of Chicago, too. God bless him.
Is that where he's from?
Yes, and his trial was here.
Wow.
Yeah. St. Louis University rallies big win over North Carolina State.
Yep, they were 16 points down at one point.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Rich, I have to make a comment because obviously, David, it went right over his head, though, when you said the Cardinals are
yeah.
going to be playing soon. He went right to basketball.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was thinking the Louisville Cardinals. But, yeah, what are we, just a couple weeks away from opening baseball.
Yep.
That's a sure sign of spring, Cherry.
David's a big Cardinal fan, too.
There's a person in the chat room that wants to know how to get to the reminders on our homepage. Can you explain that to them?
I've never actually clicked on that, but you should be able to the page you're on right now, you might be able to scroll up a reminder click. If not, click on click on the link that says the Rad Reality Show.
And
that will
follow,
take you
right?
And that will take you to click on the link that says the Rad Reality Show. That will take you to our home page, and at the top of the page there will be a
Yeah, it's right on the top.
But there's
of the page.
Joe, there's also on the episodes, upcoming episodes, if you see there's like a main episode and then you can see the next four episodes. And each time you go through the upcoming episodes, there is a link to remind you for that particular show. But the follow should work as well, yes.
Yeah, right.
And then if you're
the
on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, we have the Rad Reality Show group page that you can follow as well.
We might as well, as we're winding down here, talk about upcoming shows then, Jerry, and close this never-ending show down.
I just want to say one thing. Can I say prayers to Mama Costa?
I'm sorry. Absolutely.
Yes, prayers to Mama Costa. She had that surgery that she had was much more extensive than I had anticipated. I saw her hand, and it's in this machine, and she's going to have to be in this machine for weeks, and it looks really bad. My heart just broke for her when I saw. Yes. Go to Michelle.
Not just a cast?
No.
No,
it's
there's
a
no
machine.
Cast.
You have to see this. Oh, Paul, it looks horrible.
All
right. Yeah, go and look at the picture of her hand.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
On Margarita Costa or Michelle's?
I think it's on Michelle's.
Okay.
So we want to say
wow.
prayers for both Michelle and Mama Costa, because I know Michelle is just going crazy, worried about her mom, too. And also for our dear friend Vicky Qualiata and her mom, Marty. Vicky's mom is still not doing well at all. And so if you would, please keep them in your prayers, too. We're all one big happy family here at the Rad Reality Show, and we do send out prayers when they're needed, and they're needed right now for Mama Costa and for Vicky's mom, Marty. So appreciate those who send out prayers. And I want to ask all of you to come back and join us on Sunday night for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with our host from the team Coal Miners from Kentucky from seasons 10 and the All-Stars, the first All-Stars season, 11. Mary Conley will be our host, and that show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and then back here again on Monday for our Manic Monday show at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, the Portuguese princess, is our host. And I know we'll be having Suzette Amaya for a slice of Canada on Manic Monday. And I'm not sure who else we'll be having, but Suzette usually brings people on. And Michelle also has amazing guests. So Mary usually has incredible guests on for our Amazing Race show, too. So both of those shows has incredible guests coming on. Don't have any lineup for us right now, but check back on Facebook.
Stay tuned.
We put them up as we find out about them. Next week on this show, we may be having a big show with, this isn't confirmed yet, but I'm working on it. I'm working on having Gina Marie Zimmerman and Frank Beast Mode Sansonetti from Opposite Worlds on the same show. They grew up together, and I'm going to put them on the same show together. So I'm thinking about doing that next Thursday here on the Roundtable Show. So I think that would be a lot of fun to have Gina Marie and Frank on together. So I'm working on that one for next Thursday. So come back and join us Sunday night and Monday night. We'll be here. Hope you will be too. I'm going to close this show out with Ron, as I always do. Take care. We're glad to see some new faces out there tonight. Have a great weekend. Be kind to each other out there. It was fun show tonight.
Thank you,
Here's
Rich.
Ron.
Thank you, Joe.
No problem. My pleasure.
Thank you, Paul.
Here's Ron to close the show. Thanks, guys. Thanks for calling in, and have a great weekend. Enjoy spring.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
That's a wrap. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.